I'm extremely worried when I hear those kind of thoughts. Really, there's one business case, and the business case is the location, Sligo. And this is not new. There has always been an issue in terms of the day cases in Sligo. We've all the specialties. We actually cater for the region. We have 5,000 Donegal patients already been coming in for day cases. And West Cavan, South Donegal, Leitrim, Sligo, the whole hinterland, with all of the patient flow, the clinical expertise right there. And even geographically and accessibility, that's the place it needs to be for the Northwest. And that's the business case that's gone forward. However, I am extremely worried on two things. I did ask last Tuesday at the Regional Health Forum, was it in? And I was told it was in on Friday. And then I was told, no, it was delayed last Friday. So it's still not there. So I presumed it would be on the, it would be with the Department of Health now, and that the minister would have sight of that then and would see, because in the absence of that, what she is doing, and she's right, she's meeting the doctors, she has met TDs from Donegal, but she hasn't met TDs from Sligo Leitrim. So she needs to meet TDs from Donegal. If this is becoming a political football, we need to make it that, because it actually, I am not saying that Donegal doesn't have its issues. It absolutely does. It is as disadvantaged as we are.
And I think that was one part of concern, that when there's other arguments being made for where the hub could go, it's just delaying the whole process like you touched on there. And it would it be fair to say that when this is getting delayed between where it goes to Donegal or Sligo, the only people who are really losing are the patients, because it's delaying the whole process in this. And whether the hub does go to Donegal or Sligo, it's going to be affecting the same region of people. So those are the people that are losing out in this, is what it's seeming like. So that's why you're kind of trying to push the idea that the data backs Sligo. I believe that's what you're saying. And there should be no more further reason to be holding back on it, especially when we're talking about people's lives and the huge impacts that it can have on them.
Absolutely. The data backs Sligo because it's not just raw data of demographics. It's not just population-based. It's about where the service is being delivered right now. Patient flow, quality, risk, all of that type of data. And that's why it backs Sligo. It's not that those services can't be developed in Donegal. So delaying this in any way or creating a confusion around it is a difficulty. We need to be moving ahead project by project by project.